accession number 20373, reel 4.
That was reel 4.
And yes, they were the greatest. But they were cruel. They were hard. They were the super race. They'd been brought up. You know, nobody can touch us. We're going to even defeat Russia. They thought they could defeat Russia. Never mind us. And make no mistake, if America and Russia hadn't come into the war, there'd have been wouldn't been much hope for little old Great Britain, in my opinion.
Where did these children spit on you? Whereabouts?
Oh,
was
it? When we left to go into Germany from Chalon-sur-Marne, we went on the train and we changed trains at Metz. When I say trains, I mean cattle wagons. I mean, I forgot to mention when we went from Limburg to Mühlberg, we were on a cattle train for 3 days and three nights without food and water. So I know what it's like to be. I've just recently been so upset about these illegal immigrants in that container. 58 died. I can just imagine how they were. But at least we did have wooden sides and air and light. But what a terrible thing it was. And in fact, it is known, you know, that there's a German hospital train came from Russia, and it was put onto one of the sidings where they used these Jewish trains and prisoner of war trains used to be put at one side to let the main trains go through. I suppose they were just shunted into sidings, and there was a German military hospital train who was there, and lots of the wounded soldiers from Russia died, and they were shouting and screaming, but nobody took any notice of them. They just thought they were prisoners, you see. And little things like that. But they were hard people. They were not very nice.
But you were going to tell me about these children.
Oh yes, before we went to Mühlberg, we changed trains at Metz from Limburg, actually. We changed these wagons at Metz, and going through the barriers there off the station, these children were spitting at us and calling us names, I suppose, and not very pleasant. And you know, when you think you're a nice guy, you don't like that sort of thing.
That was at Metz?
At Metz, which is on the... it's either been German or French, hasn't it? For swapped hands a lot, I think, what I've read about it.
And for what reason were you beaten by guards as a POW?
Well, particularly when we were being interrogated at this, I wouldn't say beaten, but knocked about, thumped at Chalon-sur-Marne. In fact, my mate there was bayoneted.
How did that happen?
He just said something or something, you know.
Where did they stick the bayonet in him?
In his arm. In one side and out the other. His letters are very good. If you want to read that, it's good.
What was his name?
Rolf. He was a policeman. He was in 6th Commando. Ken Rolf. He died about 3 or 4 years ago.
Was it German army who were interrogating you?
Yes, yeah. Smart fella, cigarette, give you a cigarette. But one time they'd threaten you, you knew this and knew that, and another time they were nice. But by that time, it was months had gone by. But I don't know, the German intelligence, I've read about it, and they weren't a patch on ours, I don't know. I've read that they weren't in the same league as our fellas, but I don't know. So such a long time ago, dim.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
How do I
feel now about having served in the Second
Third World War?
No, how do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
I don't.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World
War? Oh, it had to be done. They make no mistake about that. The First World War, I don't know. I've read a little bit about that, and perhaps that could have been avoided. I don't know, but the last war had to be fought. There's no question. We couldn't have put up with the Nazis and the Mussolinis and the terror, the reign of terror. Oh no, we'd have been enslaved, because make no mistake, the Germans were going to be the super race. Never mind about this talk about joining with Germany and let's conquer Russia. That was only came about the last 3 or 4 months of the war. That's when they started talking that way to prisoners. Join in with us. We want to be friends. But no. That would never have done, no. They were hard days.